Okay, we're going to go ahead and get started. Good afternoon, everybody. Hope you guys are having a great week here at Ignite in Atlanta. It's terrific to be here representing SharePoint. We've had a big year overall, as you've heard some of our news and some have been hopefully been to some of our sessions. It's terrific to be with you. For me personally, I've worked on a number of products and services at Microsoft, and it's just a great time to be part of the SharePoint team. For me, it's great to be able to connect with such a passionate partner and customer community, to be able to take our experiences forward and to be able to build on our platform and bring SharePoint into the cloud and continue to modernize the experiences. We're going to be talking about the new SharePoint applications in this session. We're going to cover what's new, what's out in the marketplace, and give you a glimpse of what's coming. We're going to cover some of the areas that you've heard a bit about over different sessions this week, but we're going to go into a little bit more depth, and we're going to give you some demos that show you some of the things that are on the near-term roadmap, and we're going to talk about some of the things that are coming for us. My name is Andy Hayon. I'm a group program manager in the SharePoint Experiences team. I'm joined by Nate.
Everyone, how's everyone doing? Cool.
All right. Good. So let's dive right in. We want you to walk out of here with a great understanding of what's available in the SharePoint apps. We also want to give you a sense of what's coming ahead in our roadmap. And we're going to go a bit deeper, as I said, into some of these areas than in some of the overview sessions. How we're going to do that is we're going to start by introducing the SharePoint apps, some key functionality of them. We're going to dive into and demo what we call the experience for SharePoint Home on the web in Office 365. We're going to dive into and demo the SharePoint apps for Windows, iOS, and Android. And then we're going to cover what's coming next. And we're hoping that we'll have a good time for Q&A and a wrap-up at the end. And of course, we'll stay afterwards for more questions if folks have them. So when we think about the SharePoint apps, we think, of course, about the mobile apps that we've had. We introduced the app for iOS back in June, and we announced at the Ignite conference this week, as you probably heard, our preview releases for Android and for Windows. We also think about the SharePoint Home experience in Office 365, which we also rolled out in June. This is really the front door application for SharePoint in Office 365. It's available in the Office 365 tile launcher under SharePoint. We think about these together as being really the gateway applications for our customers to get to the sites, the content, the activities that are important to them in SharePoint, and to be able to navigate their entire intranet in SharePoint. We want you to be able to search and navigate your intranet across both in the cloud and on-premises. We use intelligence from the Office Graph to make content personalized and relevant and to give you the information that you need in a very quick and easy way to get to. We have a feature called SharePoint News that we introduced at this conference that's going to work across both web and mobile across these applications. We think it's a great opportunity for your rich content to be distributed across your intranet. We'll touch on that today. There's also another session that Dave Cohen and myself are doing tomorrow morning to get into more detail on that. That works across, news works across all of our apps, across web, across iOS to start with in the mobile apps, but it'll be coming to all of the platforms that we deliver. And importantly, these deliver a consistent set of experiences that are really personalized for you as a user. So we use intelligence from the graph to deliver information that's relevant for you to make you more productive as you work in SharePoint. I'll start with SharePoint Home in Office 365. This is the web experience. How many of you have used SharePoint Home? Okay, great. Actually, before I do, we want to get a sense, how many of you use iOS as your phone platform? And of those folks, how many have used the iOS app? Okay, great, thank you. So in SharePoint Home, our scenarios that we really optimized were being able to quickly find and discover the sites that were important to our users and the content that they needed to get back to. When we did a set of user research to understand how people kept track of the sites they were working in and how they got back to content, we found a variety of systems from using browser favorites to links that they found in their email to pieces of paper, to a variety of methods to keep track of their sites. So what we wanted to do was really provide a way for navigation across all of the SharePoint sites in your intranet to help wayfinding and help get back to the content that you're working in. It's a fast, modern, and responsive user experience. It has intelligent site activities. I'm going to go through a pretty good size, pretty detailed demo of the experience so you can get a sense of what we built, why we built it, and how it works. It provides quick access to your organization links. So our tenant admins have the ability to program the portals and links that they think are important to their users to discover. And we find actually that's a very widely used feature of the site, of the page, and I'll go through that. We use site suggestions powered by the Microsoft Graph. So in our cards that give you the ability to get back to the sites that you're working in, we give you activity information so you can see what you've been working on, what other colleagues of yours have been working on, and provide a very quick way to see what's going on across the places that are important to you and to get into that content. And then this is also the place for you to easily create new sites in Office 365. We've been demonstrating our new site provisioning experience this week, and this is basically the entry point for that. It's a very fast site creation process, has a new modern UX for it, and this is the entry point for that for your users for site service, self-service site provisioning. In addition to the overall homepage and the SharePoint Home experience, we've modernized SharePoint Search. We started with doing this in both the mobile client and the SharePoint Home experience, and we're also bringing that to team sites as well. We've made it easy to recall content with a query box that's modern and provides very high performance as you type suggestions, so that it's easy to recall content you've seen already, and it's easy to get back to sites and content that you're working on. It's available across the SharePoint experiences. As I mentioned, we started with the SharePoint Home experience. We started with the iOS app. We're rolling it out. You'll see it's in the Android app that we're in preview. It's in the Windows app that we're in preview. And it's coming to the team site experience as well. It's fast and responsive. We really focus a lot in all these experiences on great performance for SharePoint Home, for our search results page, for the As You Type experience. It's super important. There was a great talk from Russ Moore and John Fan yesterday about how we think about performance and how you can use some of the learnings that we've got and apply that. But we spend a lot of time really optimizing and continuing to improve performance across both search and our experiences overall. And then in the background in the service, we continue to work on our ranking model. We continue to make improvements to relevance. That's an ongoing journey for us to really make success rates better. And in fact, we've seen that with the rollout of the new search experience in SharePoint Home. Our query suggestion rate has improved by our query completion rate has improved by 8%, and our time to results has improved by 35%. So we monitor all of the metrics associated with these experiences, and in the search case and the SharePoint Home case, we have a number of good information and data that we use to drive feedback and drive improvements overall. Excuse me. So let me switch over here. And six. And show you SharePoint Home. Okay, so I've gotten to SharePoint Home by launching into the SharePoint tile in the Office 365 waffle. You can see it loads very quickly. The scrolling is fast and fluid. We really think about overall experience associated with getting into the content. We've got over here a left-hand side that's really about your sites. You have the ability to follow sites, and so it's a keep around gesture that makes sure that I can always get back to those sites. We put that at the top. I can get back to recent sites I've been working in, and this is automatically tracked for me. And then we have our featured links that is basically the ability, the place where our customers can program links that are important to them in the intranet. That featured links is the third most widely used feature of this page, and the page has been growing in usage quite significantly since we launched in June. So it's a great way for you to reach your users and your employees and your organizations with the sites that are important to you. Up at the top, we have Frequent. This is part that's powered by the Office Graph. So this is not something I have to curate. Over here on Following, I can decide which sites I want to keep around. But Frequent's just done for me automatically. So the sites that I'm working in the most are put top and center. And they have a card-based model that allows me both here, if I click on the loyalty program, to go to the site. It also has a set of activity tidbits that you can see down below that show me what I've been working on. If I go over here, I can see what others in my circle of colleagues have been working on. And it gives me a sense at a quick glance of what's going on in the sites that matter to me. An example of this is recently, this is our demo tenant, but recently in preparing for the Ignite conference, we've been working in an Ignite group that has a site associated with it. So in my actual real Microsoft experience, that's the number one site that's in my page. I didn't have to do anything to put it there. I didn't have to curate anything. It just shows up because that's where I've been working with my colleagues. I have a great sense of what's going on because I see the activity tidbits, and I can get back to content, and I can discover content very easily from there. If I scroll down, we also have a very widely used new feature that we've introduced, which is suggested. Again, this is powered by intelligence from the Office Graph. It gives me a sense of, for the places that I haven't been working in, but colleagues and other signals have indicated that I might be interested in these, we provide a set of suggested sites for me to discover relevant content. So imagine I'm a relatively new employee and I've been collaborating with a set of people, but I don't know all the places in the organization where we work. This provides me a way to discover content. And we're finding, again, that this is a pretty widely used feature in the SharePoint Home experience. So customers are finding value from that. If I go back, let me show you the modern search experience. So up here in the top left, I've got the query box. And as I just put focus in the query box, you can see that some of the sites that I've been looking for in the past, some of the content automatically show. If I start typing, it'll give me as you type suggestions. You can see it's very fast in terms of refining that and adding in suggestions. And then I can get to sites or files directly. If, let's say, I don't find what I'm looking for, I can either click on the show more results or just carriage return into the search results page. And this is our new fast performant kind of modern search results page. It provides the ability to see, categorized by content type and container type, the information that's really relevant for me. And then if I want to go and go to the enterprise and see more results, I can do that as well. We also have the ability to filter against the sites, files, or people, or in files to filter against the content types. If I go back, I want to also show you the new create site. So if you have self-service site creation enabled in your tenant, this is the entry point for it. I'm not going to go ahead and create a site. I think that's been shown before. But it's a fast way to get going with a site that has a group associated with it. So membership and adding members to get all of those resources is a very easy process. And it's a very fast and fluid experience. I talked about responsive. Let me just show you a little bit about how that works for us. We obviously spend a lot of time with our mobile applications. We want to deliver a great native for each platform mobile experience, and we're going to talk about that throughout the rest of this session. But at the same time, we know that users are using different devices. They're using browsers to log in. We want to provide a great responsive experience. So in SharePoint Home, we have a variety of breakpoints that correspond to top devices, and it goes all the way down to a single list view, to multiple cards, all the way out. I talked about following. Another thing that we think about for the app is performance. This is a modern JavaScript-based client application. We can deploy changes and updates to this experience without service requirements. We can deploy it decoupled from the service. We also think about, as a result of that, how can we get a real feeling of interactivity, the performance I mentioned, but interactivity as well. So let's say I want to follow a site, and I'm going to go ahead and follow this loyalty program. When I click on it, you'll see in the left-hand side, it shows up very quickly. And if I want to unfollow it, it's removed from the list. So these are the types of experiences we're starting with. This is, in many ways, the beginning of a journey for us with the SharePoint apps. But you'll see us do more of these interactive experiences that really give the feeling of a very fluid, fast, performant experience that allow me to do different capabilities right in the scene of the application. And we'll able to deploy those changes directly to the client on a very frequent basis if we need to. So that's the SharePoint Home experience I wanted to show you. At this point, what we're going to do is we're going to switch over to the SharePoint mobile applications. We're going to talk about what we've done, and then we're going to demo a number of the things that are in the Android and iOS app. And then we're also going to take you through some of the things on our roadmap. So let's go back to Oh, excuse me.
Five, Andy.
Five.
Before we do that, I want to talk a little bit about what's on the roadmap for us for SharePoint Home. So as I mentioned, our initial release rolled out in June, and we really focused on key scenarios around navigating your sites and content, bringing those to the foreground for you with intelligence from the Microsoft Graph, being able to see what's going on with the activity tidbits. We really wanted to make a single place where you can count on and reliably get to the sites and content that you're working in SharePoint. We're going to continue to improve that core experience based upon feedback and usage. If you see at the bottom of the page, go back real quick. There's this feedback link. We look at everything that comes through via that feedback link. So as you're using the product, I really encourage you to give us that feedback. We've implemented feedback in all of the mobile applications, and we look at that as well. We're really a very feedback-driven team in terms of iterating on the experiences. And in fact, since June, we've made a number of improvements based upon the feedback. We've been laser-focused on continued perf improvements. We have done filtering in the search results page that was not initially in the product. We got feedback from our customers that was an important capability. We'll continue to add capabilities to that search results page. We added the ability to follow for groups and other containers in SharePoint. That was another feature because of the capability that we had for sites to follow. People liked the ability to have those and keep them around in the core UX. So we got feedback that they wanted it for other container types, and we've implemented that. And then very shortly, you'll see tidbits for suggested sites. So just as in the frequent sites, I have activity information about what's been going on in those sites, for suggested sites, we'll add that so you get context as to why that site is relevant for you, why it might be interesting for you to check out based upon what your colleagues are working in. So that's a sense of what we're doing ahead for SharePoint Home in the near term. When we look ahead a little further, we've talked about the news feature at this conference. We're going to show you the personalized news roll-up that's coming first to the iOS application. We will be delivering that across all of our SharePoint applications. So web, the SharePoint Home experience, we'll be delivering it across Android and Windows as well. So personalized news roll-up in that experience is a way to see what's going on across the sites that are important to you and have you distribute content to reach an audience is something we'll be implementing in the SharePoint Home experience. Tomorrow, we're going to talk a little bit more about the modern publishing site experiences. We have work planned throughout both the rest of this year and next year to deliver modern publishing site experiences, and we'll dive into that a little deeper tomorrow morning. And then organizational news. We think personalized news and news from within the team sites is a great way to have your content reach the audience of your team. We also think there's a great opportunity to bring company news, organizational news into that as well, so that you can have both news from your company as well as news around you with your colleagues and team. So that's a bit of what's coming ahead in the SharePoint Home experience. And now we will shift over to the SharePoint mobile applications.
Okay. Yep. Well, you can keep it on. Keep it on.
Okay.
Five. Okay, great. So before we get started, let me ask a couple questions. We know a lot of you use iOS. How many of you use Android? Also quite a few. How about Windows Phone? Also quite a few. So we have good stuff for all of you today. So before we jump into demos, I want to talk a bit about the why and the how and how we got to this point with Windows Mobile. SharePoint Mobile. So let's start with our approach. We spent a lot of time looking at the different workloads in SharePoint, how people use it, what their preferences are, how they might use it on the go. We met with a lot of customers. We did user studies. And going through all that, we found that there's lots of specific things in the top workloads that we could really provide in the SharePoint mobile experience that would come out and pop. So we built our first experience around some of those core verticals. And the first deliverable there was the SharePoint Mobile for iOS release, which released in June of this year. We focused on a few fundamental aspects, including the sites page. So this is very similar to what Andy walked through with frequent and following, all graph powered. We also spent some time on a native experience for team sites. Here you can see activity feed. We have a news element now, which I'll talk about in a little bit. We also have access to your lists, to your recent and popular files, And to the same left nav treatment that you get on the web, you also see it in the product. And a lot of you that have used the app are probably familiar with this already. We have those curated links. So the company links that you see in SP Home are also presented in the app. So you have access to those organizational resources wherever you are. We have the people experience. So you can find people around you. This is people you work with, people you interact with. You can find their contact information. You can find their peers, their reports, who they report to. And then also you can see what they've been working on. So you have all that available to you wherever you go. Search is big on the web, of course. Search is also big in mobile. We have a rich search experience where you can search against all the artifacts. So sites, people, files. It's available in most places within the app. You can hook up the search and do all kinds of crazy searching there. And then we also have tight integration with OneDrive. So you have to hook the two up. You have to have the OneDrive app installed. Once you do that, it's a very seamless experience back and forth. So if I want to go and find some documents that aren't in my recent or aren't in my popular, I can go into OneDrive quickly, seamlessly, and I have the full power of OneDrive to do things like take things offline, see rich details, and so on. And I'll show that when we go through the Windows Phone demo. And then finally, in iOS, we have support for SharePoint Server 2013 and higher. So taking from the last few months, the things that we've learned from releasing iOS, we've really been focused on two main things. Number one, we ran into quite a few sign-in problems at the outset. We spent a lot of time looking into the different sign-in use cases, the different scenarios, and it's such a complex space, especially for on-prem and for SPO, for SharePoint Online. There were just some stuff that we missed, to be frank. So we spent a lot of time, we released several updates. We're addressing those things fast. That's important to us to make sure that we listen to the feedback, we get on top of those things that are blocking users from actually getting in and experiencing the apps. We also spent a lot of time going into customer feedback. So the things that you all want, the features you want, other issues you may be running into, those are all deeply mined, they're thought through. We really reason over all those things to make sure we have a clear backlog of stuff that we need to go tackle. But with that, there's obviously the next big thing we want to bring as well. So there's lots of things that we think are value add in the mobile space. They build on top of all the SharePoint goodness. So we're working hard on figuring out what those things are, while at the same time making sure we prioritize and include all the customer feedback pieces. Finally, a little bit about how we release updates. For iOS, you've probably seen we release things about every 2 weeks. For Windows and Android, we'll follow a similar type of cadence, maybe a bit longer, but we plan on releasing things on a frequent basis, and you can expect to see things like bug fixes, feedback, and the features I was mentioning in those updates. So that's a top thing for us. We're also continuing to work on performance. So we have a lot of experiences in the apps today that render classic pages or modern pages. Modern pages, of course, have a lot of work done around them to make sure they're performant. Well, classic pages are getting the same treatment. Andy mentioned, I think, a bit about Russ and John in a set of sessions they've done. There's some big work happening there because it's important that not only is the native experience great, but the responsive or even the classic experience is great as well. Okay, let's switch gears a little bit and talk about SharePoint for Android. So this is a big release for us. Some of the basics here are it supports phones and tablets initially with Android 4.4 or higher, and it supports SharePoint online initially. The approach we took here was we want to provide an Android experience that has a good amount of parity with iOS, so it has the same sort of features. But at the same time, we want to make sure we adhere to and respect the Android platform. So material design, controls, layouts, the things that Android users are used to. So we spent a lot of time making sure that we looked at both of those factors and addressed them as we went and implemented the application. Excuse me. Right here, you can see this is the team site page on Android. So we have a tab structure up top. You'll also notice that the experience for activity is a bit different. We have nice, rich cards there. And that's a combination of us looking at material design and making sure we do the right thing on the Android platform, as I mentioned. But it's also about taking learnings from iOS and trying out some different design techniques. So This is different than what you see on iOS and Windows. So it's something that we'll take and we'll learn from and we'll adapt and start to roll out to other platforms as appropriate. Landscape support, also available on Android. It's a big deal for us. Power app integration starts first in Android, and we'll demo that so you can see how that integration works and some of the cool stuff that's happening there. And then Office 365 group integration, it really shines in Android as well. For Windows, same sort of approach. So it supports 10 plus for mobile phones, mobile devices, and it's SharePoint Online at V1. And our approach here, again, similar to Android. We looked at all the stuff that we wanted to build, the parity with iOS, but at the same time, making sure we respect the work that's been done on the Windows platform so it's a familiar experience to Windows phone users. Some of the basic things you'll see here, and I'll show this to you in the demo, the sites experience, the rich team site experience, so this is the activity feed view, the team site native experience, access to recent and popular files. So you're able to, you'll see like your top five, and you can click more to see more. And that's also where you would then go off to OneDrive if you want to go see the full libraries. The people around you, so that same rich experience where you can see what they're working on and so on. And then other things are in here as well, like search, the links experience, Intune support, custom list viewing, and much more. So before we get into the demos, I want to talk a bit about team and personalized news. Andy also mentioned this, and you guys have probably seen this in some other sessions as well, but I want to provide a little context before we jump into some of this stuff. So team news is really about building a rich experience, being able to build rich content, things like status reports or trip reports, things that you want to share with your team in a fast and efficient way. And what I'm showing here is an experience for creating that content. So you have a very rich experience for selecting images and videos and different web parts and building up a news experience that lets you really get the point across when you're trying to share that with your colleagues. And additionally, this now shows the way that we present this information. So on the top, you see the news web part up top where the news is presented. And then the bottom, you'll see that news is top center in the team site experience. Actually, and in both those cases, we have what we call an L2, which is another level to go deeper and see all the news. So we show you the top four or the most recent four, but you also can go deeper and see all the news for that specific team site, and I'll show that. And then on the right here, the bottom right, is what we call personalized news. And this is an experience that brings together all the news. It aggregates it across sites you follow, frequent sites, your colleagues, the sites they're most in. So it really brings you all a one-view look at all the stuff that's important to you, and I'll demo that as well. All right, so let's jump into this. We've had a bit of problems with the hooking up the Windows phone, so everyone cross your fingers. Eight. Here we go. You want to start with Android?
Yeah. What number are we on there? That's Android, so I can start with that.
Cool. So Andy's going to start with Android, and then we'll also do iOS. And if we can get Windows working, we'll definitely do Windows as well.
Okay, let me start with the Android experience. Nate talked about how we use material design in Android to really make an application that is very native to the Android platform. At the same time, we, of course, want this to feel like a family of applications across SharePoint. So we spend time really looking at our designs to work well on the platform we're on, but make sure that there's consistent experiences across the apps for SharePoint. So as you see here at the top, I am in the land and the sites experience, and I've got both the frequent and followed sites that are consistent.
I just need to try.
Sorry about that. Consistent across the SharePoint apps. One of the design choices we've made it here is we put the tabs up on the top, and I can just swipe right through them. That's a common pattern in Android, so it's easy for me to get across the major parts of the application just swiping across. And you'll see that the swiping works throughout the application. It's just an interaction pattern that's common in Android. In addition, what we've done is we've got the top frequent sites. So you can see I've got four frequent sites at the top as well as my followed sites. But if I want to expand, because I've got more frequent sites, I can go ahead and expand and scroll down to look at those. If I go across the links, again, this is the same set of links that you can program that will work across web, iOS, Android, and Windows. And so as your employees are using the different applications, they'll have a common way to navigate. Of course, with the mobile apps, we try to address the single sign-on and authentication so that you just have to launch the app to get access. This is a quick way to reduce the friction associated with getting to these links is to have your employees and have your users using the apps. If I scroll further, I get the list of people. This is the people I've been working with. Again, intelligence powered by the Office Graph to put the people that are really in my circle, my core colleagues at the front and center. I can fast and fluid scroll through those to take a look at different people. If I open up Dave Cohen, you'll see I've got information about his title, his role, as well as information to contact him. Again, that swiping behavior works here. Gives me a quick access to who he works with, who his peers are, who his managers are, and then the documents that he's working on. So again, native to the platform with that swipe behavior, but a consistent set of experiences for me to see working with and working on. Let me go back into sites, and I'll pull up one of the sites we have. Nate mentioned the card-based activity feed, so here you see it in action. We've got cards with kind of hero images from them. I get metadata around who published it, when it was published. This gives me the activity of the site. Again, that scroll behavior works where I can just swipe through to see the different hero experiences. And then a common thing we do across all the apps is to provide the site navigation as a way to get to any of the resources of the site that the site owner has put into the navigation. If I go back to activity, I'll show you if we rotate, goes into landscape mode, and I get a really nice, easy scrolling, rich view. This will also scale up to larger screen devices as well. And then the same interaction behavior occurs here. Let me go into lists. I'll go back to this one. Nate mentioned that we spent a lot of time trying to make a great list experience. We continue to iterate on that. Actually, from the first app that we released on iOS, we got a lot of feedback around adding new capabilities into the list. So we're going to talk about some that we've added into iOS that we'll continue to add to new platforms. One of the things that we're doing first on Android is we're integrating with the Power Apps. Power Apps, as you probably heard at this conference, is a quick and easy way for no-code solutions for rapid application development. And we've integrated both for authentication and sign-in, as well as the ability to have Power Apps that use SharePoint list data. So if I go into, you guys have probably been hearing about the loyalty program a lot this week. If I go into this, you can see I've got a SharePoint list here. I can open up items. I can see the individual items. What I can also do is, over here, is I have an integrated Power App that works with this particular list. So if I go ahead and launch into that, I launch into this Club Contoso app. And this is basically a quickly developed application that gives me a front end for my users to put data into a SharePoint list. So you can see I log in, and it gives me some information about who I am. I can browse ideas and vote them up or down very easily and interactively in here, and that all gets written back to the list. I can submit an idea if I want. So I've been hearing a lot about suggestions for the loyalty program. I think it lacks enough cowbell. So I can say, how about more cowbell? And this app even gives me the ability to add suggestions, like I can take a photo. I happen to have a cowbell. so I can take a photo of a cowbell.
It's a nice cowbell.
And that will go ahead and get written back into the SharePoint list when I submit it. Let me go back into the SharePoint app. And let me show you site navigation here. So again, many of the sites that our customers have rich site navigation, and we want to provide a quick and easy way to get to that in the mobile apps. We also provide, because now new sites that are created have a group associated with them. The group is really to make it easy to add members that get access to the resources. And in this case, the group gets access to a site resource. But we've also integrated with the group application. So here at the top of the site navigation, you can see I've got the ability to go into the group conversation app. So very fast, very easy for me to get to the conversations of the group directly from the site navigation in the site. Then one last thing I'll show you is in links. Again, we mentioned that John and Russ had talked. We're in preview.
This is dance mode.
This is our special. Yeah.
If it's dark in here, it's awesome.
We're really happy with the functionality. We think actually in general we're in good quality shape, but as you can see, we still got some bugs to work out. The key thing I think is we are also working on performance associated with classic portals. We're doing work in the service. If you have those portals in your tenant, I really encourage you to look at the materials from John and Russ's talk. You'll see more white papers from us. We'll be rolling out more content on the Patterns and Practice website about how to make your existing portals work even better in the mobile applications that we're delivering via that links feature. So that's a quick view through Android. Again, it's in preview. We're going to continue to drive the quality up, and we expect to be releasing certainly in the next in this by the end of this year. We really would like you guys, for the Android users, to try it out. You can shake all of our phones for feedback. And then we'll get reports, we'll get logs. So we really would love to get that feedback. As I mentioned earlier, we're very responsive. We're very driven to get your feedback and iterate on it. And it was a great time for us since we're in the preview release. So please do get the apps and give us your feedback. I think next we're going to move on to show Windows.
Yep. All right, let's give it another go here. Doesn't display correctly.
Was doing continuum.
Bear with us 1 second here.
My mic on?
You guys hear me?
That'd be a no.
There we go.
Yep. Okay. Let me switch over to iOS and go through some of the iOS stuff we've done. Oops. Okay, so let me go into the app here. So iOS, a lot of you are familiar with this. You'll see a lot of the same familiar things you saw on Android and some of the slides. We have frequent and following, so again, the graph-driven list of all my sites, all my followed sites. I'm going to walk through some basics here, and I have a couple of cool things I want to show you. So in links, again, the same set of links that you'd see on SP Home, you see them here. You'll see them in Android. You'll see them in Windows. People, all the same set of people functionality is here. I can click into Mark. I can see his contact card. I can see what he's working on. I can see his org structure. So lots of cool things there. And then let me go back to sites here. So if I go into outerwear group, there's a few things I want to show you. Number one, We've heard your feedback. We spent a lot of time on lists. We know that there's lots of feedback on lists of what you'd all like to see and new functionality. And one of the things that was top of the list of those requests was editing. So I'm going to go into the carpooling list here, and I'm going to create a new item. So I'm going to say plus. I think that there's plenty of carpool folks here, but I think Andy also wants to drive people around. So I'm going to add a new item. I'm going to say this is Andy's doing the work here. He likes big cars, so let's say four seats free. And I'm going to add myself. Someone's going to volunteer for his carpool. All right, great. I can also add attachments if I wanted to add a picture from my camera roll of what his car looks like, or if he wanted to do it, if he had created it, we could do that as well. I'm going to save that, and now I'm good to go. So now you see the Andy item in here. Now, if I wanted to go and edit one, Andy is pretty reliable, but I also want some backup. So I'm going to go into Mike here. I'm just going to edit it. I'm going to add my name here so I have a backup just in case Andy's not available. So I see my name there. I add it. I save. And now I'm good to go. So we've added things like edit lists, basic custom list type of stuff. We're looking at other features as well, one of which I'll talk about here in a few minutes. But again, this is an example of, you know, we had a lot of stuff we worked on in the first few releases, but also new features, extending the existing features, that's all important for us as well. So let me go back to the tabs here. Let me start here, actually. I want to show you news. So in here you can see, as I showed in the screenshots, news is now at the top of the team site view. Activity is still there below. You can still interact with activity in the same way, and that's also a very important piece of this screen, this user experience. But I can click on an item here, and what I get is a modern experience, a modern page. This is news in this case, that I can scroll. It has a rich experience. I have a video or an image web part here. I could have a Power BI web part here, which is currently in preview. I could have video, other things as well show up in here, and it's all responsive. It's all fast, and it's a great experience. You can also see we have some, you know, very clean shy headers, shy footers, so as you scroll, you get a little bit more room. Not a huge deal, but one of those things that makes the experience a bit better, and one of those things that we're continuing to work on to make viewing pages in the app top-notch. And then finally, I want to talk about the news tab. So here, I showed you this in the screenshots a little bit. This is the news tab. I had some news stuff here, but what we do here is obviously we show all your news, as I mentioned, aggregated across a few different experiences. But additionally, if there's new news, we'll show a red dot on top of the news tab down below. And then you'll get an easy way, once you go into the news tab, to pop to the top of the list and see all the latest news. So this is interactive alerts that we're working on. This is just the beginning of it. We think notifications and alerts is a big deal, especially for those folks on the go. So this is our first getting our feet wet experience with that. So let's try Windows one more time. Which number is this?
It's number two, four.
All right.
Going old school.
All right. Okay, that's great. Thank you very much. So I was going to start with this, but I'll end with it because I think it's important enough that it's good to end with as well. So again, similar experience what you've seen. We have frequent and following. We have the list of links, same set of links. So again, we're trying to build these experiences so that they're familiar, they take advantage of the platforms, the people experience. But let me show you a couple interesting things. So first, I want to go in and find some documents on customer feedback. So I know that they're in, I believe they're in the activewear group, or actually I think they're in the outwear group. I'm gonna go into here's the menu, same menu you see in iOS, same menu you see in Android, laid out a bit differently. I'm gonna go to recent files. A lot of people around me, and myself included, have been working on lots of pages recently, so I don't see what I need there. But I can click here and browse all your files in OneDrive. So I click on that. It pops right into the OneDrive app, right onto the outerwear page in OneDrive. I now have my full documents folder there. I can go through here. I can see, oh, there's some customer feedback. PowerPoint's right there. I can take those offline. I can share them. I can edit them. All the power of OneDrive is now available right off of SharePoint. So that integration exists in a few places across all three apps, and it'll continue to improve and get better over time. This is one of those areas where we'd love your feedback on as well. Now, if I wanted to just do a search, let me show search here. From anywhere within the tabs or within the sites as well, I can just click on the search button. I can say, okay, I wasn't able to find the customer feedback, so let me just type it in here. Do a search on that. In this case, I started from the sites tab, so I get sites results first. I can click on files. And now I have all these files that have customer in them and the name and the metadata. I want to narrow that down a bit, so I'm going to add feedback here. Okay, now I'm going to search again. And boom, the ones I was looking for before now are at the top of the list. So a couple of different ways to navigate your content. Whether you're looking in recent or popular, or you're looking in OneDrive, the content's always at your fingertips because we have different ways to get at it. So those are all the key things with Windows Phone. And we will, of course, be around after to help you guys, you know, answer questions and take a look. But let's finish off with, let's see, here's it, five, six?
Six.
Five? Okay. So let's recap a bit about what we talked about. So Android and Windows previews available today, and we have a slide I'll talk to you about how to get them. New across all three platforms, so things that you can get in iOS now, and things that will be coming out in Android and in Windows with the previews, and obviously when they go live, are things like Group gets a site. This is being rolled out to first release as well, so once it's available in the service, it'll be available in your apps. Modern pages support, so just like the news pages are modern, other modern pages, that's being rolled out as well. So again, once it's available, the modern pages pieces, once it's available in the service, it'll be available in your apps. Team News, new to iOS, that's coming out soon, so you can expect to see that in the near future. And then the editing and creating of list items is already available today. So in 1.61, I think it is, the latest release for iOS, you can go get it today. And then coming soon, you'll see here a screenshot of a calendar. We know that we've gotten a ton of feedback on the lists and the calendar lists and people wanting to see those lists represented as an actual calendar. So that's one of the things we're looking at. We don't know what we're going to do as far as final user experience, but it's a top request for us. So it's pretty important for us to go and think through that. And then news authoring, which we'll move to right now. So we walked through, and I'm sure you've seen numerous times, the authoring of news on the web and how important news is and what a big bet it is for us. So it's great you can go and create news in the web. It's great you can go and consume it and discover it on mobile and in the web. But we also want to provide a way for you to author it on the go. So when you're sitting in the audience, you can write up little notes about this presentation and share with your team. You can share your latest great strategy idea. All this good stuff is available now, or available on the mobile phone with authoring once it comes out, and I'll talk about that in a few minutes. So given that, all this is just conceptual right now. I think we're headed in a specific direction, but we haven't finalized on any of this, so this is kind of an early look. But let's assume I want to go and create a news post. There'll be entry points throughout the app to do that. So I go and I click on one of those entry points. I get a nice clean canvas here that starts me off in the title. I can fill out the title. So this is the San Francisco Trade Show. I can then save that. Now I want to go and add in some content. So I'm going to add in text first. So there's a set of buttons at the bottom that represent essentially parts, web parts as you think about them on the web, native parts here in the app, but they're similar. They represent the same type of data and the same experience. I can type in my text. I'll save that. I'll add an image. I'll choose from my camera roll. That image looks good, so I'll pick that image. It gets inserted in and gets uploaded. I'll then add a quick caption. And I'll go through the same process again then to go through and add another piece of text. I can add another image. I can add a link. I can add a document. I can reference a PowerPoint. All that richness that you get on the web, we're also showing here. Again, this is still early thinking. We're working on it right now, but this represents, I think, the next big step in news for mobile, and you can go and produce this stuff on the go and share it with your whole team in a much easier fashion. So I click publish, and I'm off and running. So this is not available right now. It's coming in the near future, and I'm sure you'll hear more about it as time passes, but we're pretty excited about this. So quickly on the roadmap, this is really just a recap of some of the stuff we've talked about, but there's some important things here. SharePoint for iOS has come out. It's available today. As we've mentioned, SharePoint Home is available today, so all the cool stuff Andy showed you earlier is available. Go try it out. SharePoint for Windows and Android are on their way. They're in preview now. Team and personalized news, also on its way. Power App integration for Android, it's coming, I think, in this quarter or by end of year. Not sure what quarter we're in right now, but by end of year. And then Office 360 groups are getting rolled out. Some of the next big bets, the H1 calendar 2017 list are things that we think are quite important. This, of course, may change, but it's a set of things that we've stacked ranked pretty high so far. And that includes list improvements, so the calendar type of thing. Other requests, people would like to see a little more interactivity in the list items, so you can click on stuff and copy stuff. Some pretty basic things that we agree are important. Continued perf and site portals and pages perf improvements. So we've talked a lot about that. There's several sessions about it. Top of mind for us, that will continue. On-prem support for additional platforms, additional Power App support and integration into the mobile experience. Notifications, so I mentioned the little notification that we're doing for new news in your personalized news feed. Well, we see a whole world of notifications that we think are super exciting, so we're spending time on that, thinking through it. That's something that we'll share out to the communities that go and look at our stuff early, and I think there's big stuff there, we think. And then organizational news, company news, also something Andy mentioned and talked about, and I think that's being discussed tomorrow as well. Andy and Dave have a session tomorrow morning, so definitely check that out. Our call to action, a couple more slides, and then we can open up for Q&A. Please, if you haven't used the SharePoint Online, the SharePoint Home experience, check it out. Again, it's 100% out there, ready to rock and roll. The iOS app, install it, play with it, send us feedback. The mobile app for Android is available in the Google Play Store. It's a preview, but you can search for it and download it right now. You don't need anything beyond that. The Windows app is available for insiders. Insiders fast right now, and I think insiders other rings here shortly. If you are not an insider, you can click on that link or you can ask us afterwards and get signed up to be an insider. If you aren't an insider and you try to go find the app, you'll get a stub today. That's just kind of the way that the Windows Store works. So if you download this stub and it opens up and says coming soon, don't worry, it is coming soon. You just need to be an insider in order to see it at this time. And then again, provide feedback. Send your feedback. You can shake the apps or click on a feedback link within the apps to give us either ideas like through user voice or send us issues you're running into. This is all data we mine. We find very valuable, along with ratings in the store. If you do, put ratings in the store, provide some information that helps us quite a bit as well. Overall, feedback is really the lifeblood of how we go and execute on great new stuff. So keep it coming our way.
One more thing about the Windows Phone app, just to clarify. We are rolling out to the Windows Insider program. That's a pre-evaluation, pre-test program. That is, if you've heard about how SharePoint rolls out to different rings before we go to first release customers, then we expand out from there. The Insider program is similar. The way the Windows Store works is we needed to put an application in the store in order for Windows Insiders to get it. And unfortunately, this is really something that we probably should have done a better job communicating. If you're not an insider and you go to the store, you will get that stub app that Nate talked about. And when we roll out to everybody, that app will update with the real SharePoint application. Unfortunately, the way it works now is if you're not an insider and you see the URL and you go get it, you won't have the functionality because we're flighting it out so that we can continue to improve quality. So if anybody had that experience, I apologize for that. That's kind of a little bit of the way it works, but we wanted to flight it out to the Insider. So if there's anybody that's not on Insider and wants that application, come on up. We'll get your Microsoft account ID and we'll add you to that list right now.
Cool. So we have a Q&A too, so if you're interested in talking, definitely stick around. But we just want to say thank you. Your time is super valuable, and we appreciate it, and we hope that you download the experiences and use them and provide us feedback.
Thank you. These are our Twitter handles, so also as you go out of here, if you ever want to hit us up with feedback, feel free to use that. These will all be published in the decks that are available for Ignite. Thank you very much. Have a great rest of your Ignite. We'll be here to answer any questions that folks have. And thanks again.